broadcasting live from Atlanta Tech Village for Cyber Launch Demo Day 2016. It's This Just In, powered by Business Radio X. Now, here's your host, HIT advisor, Justin Barnes.
And I got another great guest coming on, Mosley Ventures. Fantastic. How you doing, Sid?
I'm good.
It's great to see you, my friend.
Good to be here.
How long have you been involved with Cyber Launch?
Well, I've been aware of them since they began.
Yeah.
And then I have gone over and did one pitch session with them. And then I have consulted with two or three of the companies individually.
Yeah. So for my audience that may not know your background, obviously you're very well known amongst entrepreneurs in this immediate area. But tell us a little bit about your background. Say.
Well, basically, I worked for computer software companies for 20 years, and then we sold it to Dun & Bradstreet. I went to work for the chairman of the company managing his money, and a part of what we did was he wanted to give back to the entrepreneurial community.
Sure.
So we did it through angel investing.
Yep.
This was before it was called angel investing.
I know. Yes, yes.
So beginning in 1990, for 20 years, we did 122 deals. Mainly all technology. One or two were non-tech, like the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah.
And we had a very good run. My boss decided that 20 years was enough to give out to the community. So I took a couple of years and just worked the current portfolio. And
sure.
Then beginning in late 2012, I decided to do my own venture fund. So I raised $28 million, and I have made 17 investments out of there.
Yep. Now, fantastic. And your office is down in Tech Square, correct?
That is correct. Yeah. Great place to be, great energy, great everything about being down there.
Yeah, no, I agree. I was an entrepreneur in resident after we sold Greenway. Went down, it was an EIR down there at the ATDC.
Right. Well, you know how it is. Yeah. And it's just full of energy and opportunities.
I couldn't agree more. So what are you looking for, or what are some of the companies here, or just the overall strategy? What makes you most excited when you see Cyber Launch?
Well, it's just the whole concept of, you know, machine learning and cybersecurity. I'm big in cybersecurity.
Yep.
We were an original investor in internet security system. I was an investor in Primana. I've been an investor in Dambala. I'm an investor in Next Defense.
Yeah.
So anything in the cybersecurity area, I'm very high on. And then machine learning itself is a great area. I have a company called Lucena Research that comes out of Georgia Tech in the AI area. So all of it is something we take a long, hard look at. And as far as Cyber Launch, I think it is a great opportunity for young companies to get an education before they get too far out there. It was amazing back in the days of doing angel investing. We never thought about doing customer discovery. You know, the entrepreneur he knew the problem, he built a solution. You go out and try to sell it, you bring it back, you redo it and try a second time. And you hope you get it halfway right that time.
Right.
Then you go back to the third time. Well, now we're accelerator program like Cyber Launch and Crashpoint at Georgia Tech, the whole concept of customer discovery and getting to know more about what the real problem is and who the real customers are make it a lot easier for both the entrepreneur and for the investor. It definitely takes some risks out of the business.
Yep. So, and you went through some best practices there, but you see a lot of companies on a daily basis. Just what's a best practice or one or two things of advice would you offer to the average entrepreneur?
One, he needs to know his market and know what the problem is.
Yeah.
So many people don't really understand their marketplace.
I agree.
And a part of that, that means you need to know who your competitors are.
Mm-hmm.
And I have said for years, there are two kinds of competitors. They are the competitors today.
Yeah.
And they're the competitors tomorrow.
You got it.
And you need to be aware of both of them. And I would say that at least until the accelerators came on, most entrepreneurs were just clueless to part of that. The other thing is you got to have passion. You got to have we don't like to invest in people who just going to go in, build a business, and sell it. You know, we want to build a company. We want to build a community. And entrepreneurs need to be sure that that's what they want to do.
Yeah. No, that's fantastic advice, Ed. Thank you very much for joining us today. And thank you for all that you do for our community, not just here in Atlanta, but you support a lot of technology, you know, nationally. Yeah. And we appreciate what you do.
Well, thank you very much.
So thank you. Have a great afternoon, my friend. Thank you. Great. No, thank you very much, everybody, for joining us. We've been broadcasting here for a little over an hour down here at CyberLaunch. But what a great group of people. What a great group of support base. And this is just really cool to see. And Orion, we try to do this, a couple times a year to get local to broadcast here. We do a lot, nationally with HIMSS and other organizations. But it's really cool to be able to come down here and support our community and really see all these new innovations and see what's, just what's popping out there.
Yeah, great afternoon of energy and innovation here down at Atlanta Tech Village. And thank you, Justin, for letting me be a part of this. Remind our listeners again how they can find out more information about you and connect with you on social media.
Sure. No, thank you, Ryan. So, we'll broadcast live, but you can always check us out at thisjustin.businessradiox.com. We always broadcast from there. We have a listen live link, but also justinbarnes.com. And on Twitter, it's hitadvisor.com. So, or hitadvisor on Twitter. So, obviously, thank you very much for everybody joining us. And we wish you a fantastic rest of the day and catch us again soon. Thank you very much, everybody.
Make your next event more engaging with live radio, powered by Business Radio X. Learn more at radioinmybooth.com.